from Hollywood. Jack Holt in
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected. Life is filled with the unexpected. Romantic, tragic, and mysterious endings to our most ordinary actions. Dreams come true, or dreams are shattered by sudden twists of fate in The Unexpected. But first, a word from your announcer. Jack Holt, outstanding screen star in King Champion, a drama of the unexpected.
I stood there in the fog at 5 a.m. The wet California mist drifted off the grandstand and seeped in the open collar of my sports shirt. I hadn't had any breakfast, and I wasn't so sure that I could afford lunch. But none of it mattered, not then, because in front of me, on the soft earth of the great oval track, the long striding thoroughbred was running against time, running and running, stretching his legs out, letting his hooves barely touch the ground. And that beautiful animal was still mine, King Champion, and rightly named. My fingers were tense and trembled a little. As the black horse swept by me, I flipped a catch on my second hand of my stopwatch and then looked down at the now still second hand. Then I looked again. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Well, how'd we do, Mr. Bailey?
Fine, Slim, fine, both of you. 2 seconds better than the track record, that's all.
Boy, I knew we were traveling, but I didn't even use a whip. Why, on Saturday, the king will walk away with the race. Won't you, King?
Well, call off, Slim. Let's get the blanket on him and cool him out.
All right, Mr. Bailey. Boy, you sure were smart to keep the king under wraps this way. He'll pay a good price, and we'll all be in clover again.
He's got to pay a good price, Slim. He's got to win.
Oh, that tough, Mr. Bailey?
That tough, Slim.
It's a $2,000 race. You'll be able to bank it Saturday night. You got my personal guarantee. Mine and the king's.
$2,000 won't do it, Slim. There's got to be more, lots more. And it'll have to come out of the Perry Mutuals.
Well, you know me, Mr. Bailey. I don't ever bet on horse races. It's too crooked a business. But I got a couple of hundred you can lay on the king.
Thanks, Slim. I may need it. Now take him along and see that he doesn't cool out too fast.
Okay, boss.
And Slim.
Yeah?
I don't want anybody to know about the king's time today. It's got to be a secret. I want him to pay a big price.
I got you, Mr. Bailey.
Well, Chris Bailey, you old son of a gun, what are you doing out here in the middle of the night?
Hello, Martin. I didn't see you there.
No, I'll bet you didn't, you old trickster. Sneaking out here for an early morning workout. I know your tricks.
That's all, Slim. Take the king back now.
Right.
Well, sir, that's a pretty good animal.
Fair, considering.
Considering what?
Well, he's better on a solo run. Other horses frighten him during the race.
Is that your story?
Yep.
Now, listen, I clocked that nag. I know what you're up to. Try to sneak a sure winner into the race next week. Well, it won't work.
Look, Martin, do me a favor.
Hmm?
Don't talk about the king's time today. It's very important to me.
Well, sure, Chris. I won't say a word.
Thanks. That's mighty decent of you.
No, I wouldn't say a word. Because your little stunt hasn't got a chance.
What do you mean?
Have you ever heard of Blue Lady?
Who hasn't? Won the handicap at Saratoga last year. Ben Thompson owns her.
Not anymore. Blue Lady belongs to me.
She does?
She does.
Well, congratulations, Martin. She's a good horse.
Well, I tell you, Chris, you better save your good wishes. Because I'm running Blue Lady next Saturday.
What?
Yep. That's why I don't care how fast your nag works out. I'm glad he's in good shape. The lady runs a lot better with competition. And I'm out to break the track record. Well, I'll see you around, Chris. Good luck.
Martin waddled towards the paddock, a fat little man with a broad grin that was almost a smirk. And my hopes of making a killing and saving my stable waddled off with him. Why, I'd begged, borrowed every cent I could lay my hands on, hoping to win enough by betting and collecting that purse to buy myself a fresh start. But my big chance was gone. Blue Lady was the stake horse, dropping down in class. And no other nag in the race could stand up to her, not even King Champion. I couldn't bet. Not against Blue Lady. I spent a sleepless night. And the next morning, I didn't even feel like having the king work out. Why should he run his great heart out for a race that he couldn't win?
You mean you don't want me to take him out today?
No, what's the use?
Well, you're giving up too easy. The king might whip Blue Lady. It could happen.
Sure, but I can't bet borrowed money on him. Not unless he's a sure thing.
Well, looks like we're in a spot, Mr. Bailey. And that's when you need a jockey. Someone to bear down on the stretch.
What do you mean?
Suppose I could...
Why?
Guarantee a winner.
Why, you dirty... I wouldn't let anybody touch that horse of mine.
Take it easy. I don't mean anything wrong. All I'm saying is, I can fix it so the horse you bet on wins.
How?
Easy. You bet on Blue Lady. You lose the purse, but you can win enough to more than make up the difference.
Oh, I see. I think I get you, Slim.
Yeah, now you're talking. So I hold the king back. The lady's bound to win. You're bound to win. And next time the king pays a better price. How can you lose?
Yeah, how can I lose? It wasn't really dishonest. That is, not exactly. After all, there's no rule that says the horse has to win. So I told Slim to make the race look good. To bring the king in second or third. But not let him win, no matter what happens. Blue Lady had to hit that wire first. By the time Saturday came, I managed to scrape up $5,000. And tickets on Blue Lady at 5-1 bulged my pockets out until my suit looked like it had a slight case of the mumps. I was still wishing my luck, toasting myself and Blue Lady in the mirror of the clubhouse bar when the bugle announced the big moment was at hand. I elbowed my way through the excited crowd and took a stand down by the rail. As Slim rode past on his way to the post, he waved his whip in my direction and shouted,
"Wish us luck, Mr. Bailey! Wish us both luck!"
And I saw that everything was going to be all right. Blue Lady was a bad post actor. They had a hard time getting the race away. But when they went, my heart went with it. Because the king took command.
Zero is King Champion by half a length. Refoy is second and fast driver.
Blue Lady was well back in the field, but she hadn't made a move yet. Slim was letting the king have his head, giving them a race for their money. But now, when the chips came down, I knew that Lady, Blue Lady, was coming in.
In the backstretch, it's King Champion by a head. Fast Driver by a half. Catherine D by two lengths. Bingo, Sticky Boy, and Blue Lady.
Why didn't Blue Lady move? It was getting late. Something had gone wrong. I could hear myself yell, "Come up!" Then I realized that somebody might recognize me, so I yelled for the king instead. He was still showing his heels to the pack as they turned for home. I could see Slim standing up in his saddle, pulling back on the reins. But there was no holding the king. He was too much horse.
Turning for home, it's King Champion and Bingo. King Champion and Bingo. And here comes Blue Lady.
And she came like the wind. I felt that this was it. If Slim could just hold King back, Blue Lady would win, and I would have $25,000.
Into the stretch, King Champion, Bingo, and Blue Lady, neck and neck. Bingo falters. It's King Champion and Blue Lady. King Champion and Blue Lady. It's going to be a driving finish.
It was too late. Slim couldn't hold him back. My king was going to win, and I was going to lose.
At the wire, it's Blue Lady by a head. King Champion is second. Bingo is third. Followed by Catherine D., Fast Driver, Lee Boy, and Rich Earl. The winner, Blue Lady.
I almost threw my hat in the air with joy as I ran towards the Perry Mutual winners to be the first to collect. Though he'd never know it, Martin's Blue Lady had saved my stable.
You think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Fate takes a hand. Wait for the unexpected. For the surprising conclusion of King Champion, starring Jack Holt, a Hamilton Whitney production, written by Robert Libet and Frank Burt, and directed by Frank K. Danzig.
I was waiting at the cashier's window with $5,000 worth of winning tickets in my perspiring hand when Martin waddled up with a victorious smile across his puffed cheeks.
Well, congratulations, Chris. That was a mighty good race.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
They haven't made the announcement yet, have they?
What announcement?
The team champion won.
But your horse won, I saw.
Well, she came in first, but that don't mean she wins.
What do you mean?
Well, I tell you, Chris, I heard how hard up you were and how much this race meant to you, so I just kind of decided to let you have it. And I ordered my jockey to keep the lady back, and if she still won, to toss off some weights after the race.
Attention. Ladies and gentlemen, attention. Blue Lady has been disqualified. The new winner is number 5, King Champion.
Yes, sir. Well, Chris, there you are. And just between us, I had a few bucks on your horse. So we're both winners, aren't we, Chris? Boy, we're both winners.
King Champion starred Jack Holt. Listen again soon for another of your favorite motion picture stars in a drama of the unexpected. Thank you. This program was transcribed in Hollywood.